平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
刚这首诗歌啊，最摸着我的就是最后一句话。
The song touched me very much in the last sentence.
就是使主心满意足。
And then I would like to please the Lord.
我心里面有一个感觉。
I have a feeling in my.
像我们这样卑微如尘土的人。
People like us, low like in the dust.
主居然愿意。能够叫我们使他的心满意足。
And the Lord is willing to let us to satisfy His heart desire.
这是神极大的怜悯。
That is the great mercy from the Lord.
愿我们也能够带着这样的心愿来到主的面前。
Let us have such heart desire come before Him.
愿他实在是能够在我们身上，他能够得着他所要得着的。
Let Him truly gain what He desires to.
早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹从圣经中最后一卷书启示录。和弟兄姐妹来交通一个题目，就是关于恢复耶稣基督的见证。
I would like to share the topic recover the testimony of Jesus Christ through the book of Revelation.
请我们先翻开圣经到启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章，我们先读第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to
3. 启示录第一章第一节。耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证凡自己所看见的都证明出来念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的因为日期近了
The revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place, he made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw, that is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart what is written in it, because the time is near.
我们在同一章圣经，我们读第十七、十八两节。
Chapter 1, verse 17 to 18.
我一看见，就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。”
When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades.
我们接下来读第二章第一节到第五节。
Chapter 2, verse 1 to 5.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐也知道你不能容忍恶人你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的看出他们是假的来你也能忍耐曾为我的名劳苦并不乏倦然而有一件事我要责备你就是你把起初的爱心离弃了所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的并要悔改行起初所行的事你若不悔改我就临到你那里把你的灯台从原处挪去
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstandsI know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name, and have not grown weary.Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love that you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
我们最后一处要读启示录第三章。启示录第三章，我们从十四节读到第二十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 14 to 22.
启示录第三章第十四节，你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿们的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的，说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你的赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one of the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich.I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve from put on your eyes, and so you can see. Those whom I love I rebuke and discipline.So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand by the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
那我们一起低头再有点祷告。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
主，你实在是我们全有全丰全足的神。
Lord, you truly.Are the all-sufficient one.
主，我们实在是能够早晨能够向你说，主啊，有你就够了。
Lord, this morning we truly want to say to you, you are it is enough. We have you.
主，我们求你再用恩典来扶持我们。
Lord, keep us by your grace.
主啊，叫早晨我们能够听见圣灵向众教会所要说的话。
Let us to hear what the Holy Spirit to the churches.
主，赐给我们有受教的心。
Give us a teachable heart.
有能听的耳朵。
The ear that can listen.
主，好叫你的话语，主啊，能够清楚的进到我们心里。
So that your words will be entered to our hearts clearly.
成就你所喜悦的旨意。
Accomplish your will.
主，我们在你的面前。等候仰望
We wait and look upon you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 今年夏令会当中主向我们说了许多宝贵的话语
And then, the Lord spoke to us many precious words in the summer conference.
每个人弟兄的负担是约翰恢复的使徒
And the brother, Matt Graham has a burden which is John, the apostle of recovery.
回来以后，在主面前思想。
I meditated after the summer conference.
今天神在我们中间 他所要恢复的会是什么。
What is the Lord wants to recover in His church?
我里面就有了一个感动。
And then I have the Lord touched me.
神所要恢复的就是耶稣基督的见证。
And what Lord wants to recover is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的见证是撒旦极力所要毁坏的。
The testimony of Jesus Christ is what Satan wants to destroy.
然而耶稣基督的见证却是神定义所要恢复的。
But that is what God predestined to recover.
所以我们相信今天神在我们中间他所要做的恢复的工作就是要恢复他儿子耶稣基督的见证。
I believe what God wants to recover is his son's testimony.
使徒约翰是神在历史历代当中恢复工作中所使用的器皿之一。
The Apostle John is one of the vessels that the Lord used to recover his testimony.
McGrane 弟兄从约翰的生活和他的执事给我们看见今天神在教会中所要做的恢复的工作。
Brother McGrane showed us and God's work in our lives and in churches and how he recovered his work.
弟兄在开口的时候告诉我们神所使用的器皿他所神使用他那个恢复的执事的特点呢乃是借着在他们蒙召的时候的那个身份来表达出来。
The brothers showed us the characteristics of their ministry and their lives. It is by the position that when the first be called.
比方说彼得蒙召的时候他正在撒网捕鱼。
For example, when Peter was caught, he was casting the net.
后来在五旬节的时候，圣灵降临下来。
In Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came.
主就使用彼得在那里传福音。
And the Lord used Peter to share gospel.
当他把这福音的网一撒下去，三千人蒙恩得救。
When he cast the net of gospel, 3,000 people were saved.
我们真是看见那个福音。借着彼得就叫他得人如得鱼。
So we see that Peter truly became the fisher of man.
我们知道保罗他是织作帐篷的。
We know Paul was a tent builder.
当他后来蒙恩得救以后，
After he was saved,
主就使用他来建造教会成为基督的身体。
The Lord used himto build the church as the body of Christ.
就像圣灵曾经借着拿撒勒人耶稣的肉身一样，我们看见神就支搭帐篷在人间。
It's like when the Holy Spirit used Jesus the Nazareth, and then that since God built his dwelling place on earth.
而使徒约翰他蒙召的时候，他正在那里捕网。
When Apostle John was caught, he was repairing the net.
因为那个渔网破了，他失去了他应该有的功用。
Because the net was broken and then it lost its original value.
所以我们看见在第一世纪的末了，神就使用使徒约翰来做恢复的工作。
We see at the end of the first century, God uses John to recover his work.
来恢复那教会在地上应该有的功用。
And then to recover the value that the church had supposed to have on earth.
这是使徒约翰恢复的职事。
And that is the recovery ministry of John.
在神荣耀的心意当中。
In the glorious heart desire of God.
教会在地上一个最重要的功用
and the most value of the church on earth
就是要见证主耶稣基督
is to testify the Lord Jesus Christ.
因此我们可以这么说
so that we can say
恢复耶稣基督的见证是神今天在地上最重要的一个工作
it is the most important work that the Lord wants the Lord work is that Jesus Christ will be the first place and will be the reality of our lives.
神要恢复耶稣基督在我们这些信主的人身上，也恢复在他教会中应有的地位和实际。
And God will restore his position and then he will be the first place and he will be the reality in our life and at church.
麦格恩弟兄在他信息当中，他向我们发出一个警戒。
Brother McGrim has warned us.
他说像我们这样的聚会里头
In gathering like us,
弟兄姐妹常会提到神永远的旨意。
When sisters often mention the eternal purpose of God,
我们也常会说愿主快来。
We often say, Lord come soon.
但是神永远的旨意或主的快来究竟有没有影响到我们生活的实际呢？
When we're talking about the eternal purpose of God or Lord's coming soon, is it really affect our daily life?
换句话说，在我们生活当中，我们所做的决定，无论大小。
And in another word, all the decisions in our lives, major or minor.
到底我们的工作，我们的生活。
Our work, our lives.
我们孩子学习的安排。
And the schedule for our children.
有没有因着神用的旨意和主的再来而有一个不同的考量？
Does it make a difference because of the purpose, the God's purpose, and then God's purpose and then Lord's coming has a difference?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天神不是看我们知道的有多少。
And the Lord doesn't care how much we know.
神也不是看我们说的有多好听。
And the Lord doesn't care how well we speak.
今天神乃是要看在你我的生活中。
But he cares in our lives.
在我们的聚会当中。
In our gathering.
有没有耶稣基督见证的实际？
Is there a reality of the testimony of Jesus Christ?
当我们
When we
当我们的聚会
When we in our gathering
失去了它应该有的功用
When we lost its value
失去了耶稣基督见证的实际
When we lost the reality of to testify Jesus Christ
神就要在你我身上
That God will, you and I,
在我们的家中
at our family,
在我们的聚会里面来恢复耶稣基督见证的实际
In our gathering, God will recover the reality of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
那什么是耶稣基督的见证呢？
What is the testimony of Jesus Christ?
这是我们似乎非常熟悉的一个词
It seems as if we are familiar with this word.
但是我们是否真的认识耶稣基督的见证
But do we truly understand the testimony of Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督的见证简单的说就是主的自己
Simply speaking, the testimony of Jesus Christ is Lord himself
神借着全本的圣经来向我们启示基督来向我们见证基督
God revealed Christ and then testified Christ through the whole Bible
在约翰福音五章三十九节，主曾经这么说。
In John chapter five verse thirteen, the Lord used to say,
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生。
You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life.
给我做见证的就是这经。
These are the very scriptures that testify about me.
而我们也知道整本圣经最末了的一卷书就是启示录
And we know the last book of the Bible is the Revelation
启示录可以说是整本圣经的一个总结
And Revelation is a summary of the Bible
而在启示录当中我们看见一个最重要也是最末了的一个总结的在一个词的里面而这个词就是耶稣基督的见证
If we sum the book of Revelation it will sum up in one sentence which is the testimony of Jesus Christ
同时我们也看见神把这个荣耀的见证已经托付给了教会
And then we know that the Lord, the God has entrusted this glorious testimony to his church
所以也是托付了给我们
And then we are entrusted too
今天神要借着我们的生活与侍奉
And through our lives and our services
把主耶稣基督见证出来
We testify Lord Jesus Christ
这是我们从神所领受的一个荣耀的托付
That is the, as is the entrust that we received from the Lord
所以我们看见整本圣经实在是将基督的一切丰富给启示给我们也见证给我们
We know the whole Bible It is to testify and revealed all all the revelation to us.
当然早晨我们不可能来把整本圣经从头到尾的来读一遍。
We don't have time to read the whole Bible from beginning to the end.
但我们愿意从启示录里头第一章里头，我们来看一看主怎么见证他自己。
Let us to see how the Lord testified Himself from the book of Revelation.
就是在启示录第一章十七节和十八节里头。
It is in chapter 1 verse 17 and
主告诉使徒约翰说：“我是首先的。”
The Lord tell John.I am the first.
这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
看见主乃是那个起头。
We see Lord is the beginning.
主是一切的开始。
He is the beginning of all things.
我们的生活和我们的聚会应当都是从主开始。
We should start our lives and our gathering from the Lord.
我们在休斯顿的这个聚会 HCA 这个聚会实在就是主自己所开始。
The HCA was started by the Lord.
我还记得啊，年长弟兄曾经跟我分享过主如何在休斯顿开始 HCA 这个聚会。
I still remember our senior brother told us how this HCA was started in Houston.
今天我们能够在这里聚会，我们实在是要感谢赞美我们。
We have to praise the Lord that we can still gathering here.
所以看见不仅主在我们聚会中，他是那个开始。
And then we see that not only Lord is the beginning of our gathering.
他也应当是我们在聚会中居首位的那一位。
And he is the one supposed to be in the first place of our gathering.
就是他在聚会当中，他应当得着他所当得的那个主权。
And he needs to gain his authority in this gathering.
主不仅在聚会里应当居首位。
Not only he will be the first place in our gathering.
也应当在我们的生活中。他也居首位。
And he needs to be the first place in our lives.
这边主说他是首先的。
When the Lord says, I am the first.
这个首先的希腊原文字呢是 protos.
In Greek, it means protos.
这个 protos 这个字呢，其实它是有许多方面的意义。
And the protos in Greek has many meanings.
它可以是在时间里它是首先的。
It can be in the beginning of a time.
它也可以在一个地方。在那个 地点上面呢，它是首先。
It can be a starting point in a place.
它也可以是在一个次序的上面，它是首先的。
It will be the first step when we do things.
它也可以是在重要性的上面，它是首先。
It will be the key point of things.
所以这个字呢，我觉得英文用 first 呢，表达的就稍微比较完整一点。
English first, covers all.
中文的首先呢也是很好。
And in Chinese, 首先 it explains too.
所以让我们记得这首先的这个字呢，它实在是包含着许多方面那个重要的意义。
But let us remember this word first and covers many meanings.
在我们的生活里头。
In our lives.
在我们的聚会当中。
In our gathering.
它特别说出了一个意义，就是主应当是那位。首先的
it has a significance. It's Lord needs be the first place.
他应该是那位最重要的。
He is the most important one.
他应该是那位最宝贵的。
He is the most precious one.
然后主也见证自己说我是末后的。
He testified himself. He says I am the last.
末后就说到他是那个结局。
The last means that he is the result.
他也是那个目的。
It's the purpose.
我们知道在以弗所书里面给我们看见神那荣耀的旨意。
In Ephesians, it led us to see the glorious purpose of God.
就是要叫万有在基督里面同归于一。
And then all things will be in the fullness of Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道主是神旨意里面的那个最终的目的。
And then we know the Lord is the ultimate purpose of God's will.
他也应当是我们今天在地上生活行事的那个目的。
And he needs to be the purpose of our works in our lives.
他也更是我们聚会的目的。
And he is the purpose of our gathering.
我们一周一周的聚会。
We gather here week by week.
我们只有一个目的。
There's only one purpose.
就是主自己。
That is the Lord himself.
盼望借着一次一次的聚会，神能够把我们都带到他那永远的旨意里面。
And then we hope that Lord will bring us into his eternal purpose through our gathering.
就是都归于主自己。
And that will be all summed up in Christ.
主说他又是那存活的。
The Lord says, I am the living one.
这说到主就是生命。
It tells about the Lord is the life.
我们知道我们这个人之所以能够生活。
We know the reason we can live.
乃是因着我们有一个生命。
Because we have life.
而这个生命就成为我们生活中一切的供应。
This life provides everything for our lives.
所以今天主自己就是那个生命。
The Lord Himself is the life.
主就是我们的生命。
The Lord is our life.
他应该是我们生活中一切的供应。
He is the provision of all things we need.
感谢主，在早晨波饼聚会中，主就借着诗歌，借着弟兄们的祷告。再提醒我们这件事。
And praise the Lord through the prayers and the communion service, the Lord reminded us.
他就是我们的全有、全足、全丰。
He is the all-sufficient one.
他不仅是我们个人生活中一切的供应。
And not only he provides in our individual life.
他也是我们聚会当中一切的供应。
He provides for our gathering.
主他为自己又见证说：“我曾经死过，现在又活了。”直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
The Lord also testified Himself. It says, "I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades."
就告诉我们主是复活。
It tells us Lord is the resurrection.
他是那个能力。
He is the power.
他曾经借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
And He defeated Satan and then the death through his death.
所以他手里拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
He holds the key of death and Hades.
所以主是我们生活中胜过一切死亡的那个能力。
And the Lord is the power for us to overcome death.
弟兄姐妹，我们发现基督徒在地上过生活，我们觉得蛮艰难的。
And then we discover that our life is not easy.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为仇敌撒旦，他要将各样死亡的因素充满在我们生活当中，在我们家庭里头。
Because Satan will put all the elements of death into our lives, into our family.
我们如何能胜过呢？
How do we overcome?
刚弟兄已经提醒我们，靠着我们自己，我们是不可能胜过的。
Our brother just reminded us we will not overcome it by our own strength.
然而感谢神。
However, praise the Lord.
我们的主他是能力。
And then our Lord has the power.
他已经将那复活生命的大能赐给我们。
He has the power of resurrection given to us.
叫我们靠着这复活的能力，能够胜过一切死亡的因素。
By the power of His resurrection, we can overcome death.
这是主为自己所做的见证。
That's the Lord testifying Himself.
这也是在初期教会里，使徒们。和所有信主的门徒们一同所做的见证。
That is at the churches at the first century, the apostles and then these the apostles what disciples as what they testified.
他们一同见证主是那首先的。
They all testify that Lord is the first.
主是那末后的。
He is the last.
主是那存活的。
And he is the living one.
他们也见证主是那位复活的。
And he testified that Lord raised from death.
所以我们看见耶稣基督见证在初期教会里头是显出一个得胜荣耀的见证。
We see the testimony of Jesus Christ at the first century is very glorious.
今天这是不是我们为主所做的见证？
Is this the same testimony we're supposed to have?
当主这样一个荣耀的见证从我们身上从教会中失落的时候
When this glorious testimony was lost from our lives and from the church life
神就要来恢复
God will come here to restore
神要恢复耶稣基督的见证在你我的身上
And God will restore the testimony on you, me, and
me 在我们的家中
At our family
也在他用宝血所买足的教会里头
A church that he purchased by his precious blood
神要来恢复耶稣基督见证的实际恢复耶稣基督在教会中应当有的地位
God will restore the reality and the position that Jesus Christ to have at church in our lives
感谢主早晨我们在波饼聚会的开始弟兄带领我们唱了个诗歌
And praise the Lord that the song we sang at the communion service
我们一同见证说唯有耶稣基督是配
We all testified that the Lord is the worthy one
但盼望那不是只有在主日早晨我们唱诗所见证的
I hope that's not only time we testify in the Sunday morning.
好，那是在我们每天生活当中，我们真实所见证。
I hope that will be the reality in our lives.
我们的主，他配得着一切。
Our Lord is worthy of all our adorations.
我们知道神在历史历代教会当中，他不断的在那里来恢复主耶稣基督的见证。
We know God has to recover his testimony of Jesus Christ in church history.
我们看见在启示录的第二和第三章里头。
In chapter 2 and 3 in book of Revelation,
神就借着使徒约翰写信给七个教会。
And God writes epistles to seven churches through Apostle John.
就是在小亚细亚那里的七个教会。
It's the churches in Asia.
而这七封书信的结构呢是一样的。
And the seven epistles has the same formation.
这七封书信都包含了三个部分。
And then those seven epistles come with three parts.
第一部分是说到关乎主的特性。
The first part is talking about characteristics of the Lord.
是神衡量教会的那个标准。
It's the standard that the Lord measured His church.
第二部分是说到教会真实的一个光景。
A second part is talking about the true condition of the churches.
第三部分则是说到赐给得胜者的应许。
And the part three talks about the promises for the overcomers.
而这三个方面呢，它都是相互呼应。彼此有关联的。
Those three parts has related to one another.
所以我们从这七方的书信里面，我们看见神衡量教会只有一个标准。
And through these seven epistles, we see that there's only one standard of church value.
那就是主耶稣基督。
That is the Lord Jesus.
神要他的教会要能够彰显耶稣基督的见证。
God wants His church.To manifest the testimony of Jesus.
所以神只用一个标准来衡量他的教会。
There's only one standard of church value.
换句话说，神借着耶稣基督某方面的特性呢，来衡量我们在见证的托付上面是否向神是忠心的。
In another word, through one aspect of his characteristics, and then come here to measure.Are we faithful to the works that Lord entrusted us?
在夏令会之后，我在主面前思想，今天神在我们中间，他所要恢复具体的见证是什么？
After the summer conference, I was meditate what is the specific works that the Lord wants to recover at His church.
我想从两个方面与弟兄姐妹一同来交通。
I want to share with you in two aspects.
第一就是恢复在我们里面那个起初的爱。
The first one is He wants to recover the love that we have at the first. The first love.
第二就是恢复在聚会里面主同在的实际。
And then secondly, he wants to recover that the reality of Lord's presence at the gathering.
所以早晨我并没有要来啊，详细的来啊，来解释这个写给以弗所教会的书信，或是写给老底嘉教会的那个书信。
I'm not going to explain the epistles that the Lord writes to the church at Ephesus and Laodicea.
但是我有一个感觉，神要在我们里面，在我们中间来恢复那个起初的爱。
But I feel that the Lord wants to recover the first love within us.
所以我们看见，在以弗所写给以弗所教会的书信里面讲到，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的。
And then in the when in the letter to a church at Ephesus, the Lord says, "These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands."
这是说到主的特性。
That's talking about the characteristics of the Lord.
在启示录第一章里面，使徒约翰看见一个异象。
And then in the first chapter of Revelation, Apostle John saw a revelation.
这异象告诉我们，七个金灯台就是代表着亚细亚的七个教会。
And this revelation tells us the seven golden lampstands. It represents the seven churches in Asia.
在属灵的意义上，也告诉我们这历世历代中教会的一个属灵的情形。
And then in the spiritual revelation, it tells us the spiritual condition of those churches.
而在这金灯台中间，有一位好像人子的在那里行。
And it seems there is a son of man walks among the seven churches.
这个意象告诉我们，教会是一个背景。
This revelation tells us a church is the background.
主耶稣基督才是那个主题。
And the Lord Jesus is the main theme.
这也告诉我们， 这位好像人子的手里右手拿着七星。
And then the Bible tells us the Son of Man and then holds the seven stars.
这是说到教会的使者乃是在主大能的保守之下。
This tells about the messengers of the churches was well kept in the power of the Lord.
而他在七个金灯台中间行走，则是告诉我们主在他的教会当中要来寻找并恢复他自己的见证。
And then when he walks among the seven golden lampstands, it tells us the Lord is search and then to restore the testimony.
这是带给我们何等的安慰。
And then what a comfort.
弟兄姐妹，让我们永远记住。
Let us to remember.
教会是主的。
The church belongs to the Lord.
见证也是主自己的。
The testimony is the Lord.
我们人纵然会失败。
We might fail.
但是主的见证却永远不会失败。
But the Lord's testimony will never fail.
这是为什么今天主在他的教会当中在那里行走。
That is why the Lord walks among his churches.
主亲自要来恢复他自己的见证在他的教会当中。
And personally he will come to recover his testimony among his churches.
那以弗所教会它属灵光景是如何呢？
What is the spiritual condition of the church at Ephesus?
从外面来看，我们觉得以弗所教会是一个挺不错的教会。
Outwardly, it looks pretty good.
他们为了主的名有行为劳碌忍耐。
And they have good deeds, they have labor, they have perseverance for the name of the Lord.
并且他们还有属灵的分辨力。
And they have the spiritual discernment.
哎呀，我们可能要说，这么好的聚会去哪里找？
And we probably think, how, and where can we find such good church?
这些事情主说我都知道。
And the Lord says, I know all this.
弟兄姐妹，我们为主名所有的行为劳碌忍耐，主都知道。
For the name of the Lord, all our deeds, our labors, our perseverance, God knows all.
然而主虽然知道。
And however, even though he knows,
主却不一定称许。
But he might not praise you.
意思就是说，这些为主的名而有的行为劳碌忍耐，不一定能够叫主心满意足。
It means all those works, those labors, those perseverance probably will not satisfy the heart of the Lord.
因为在以弗所教会这里，主告诉他们说，有一件事情是主所看重的，却在他们中间失去了。
But in Church of Ephesus, the Lord says, they did many things, but one thing they didn't stand for the Lord.
那就是起初的爱。
That is they lost their first love.
弟兄姐妹，我们不能够用外面的行为来代替这里面那起初的爱。
We cannot replace the first love by many outwardly works.
起初的爱不仅说到我们蒙恩，初蒙恩的时候。
The first love is not only talking about when we are first saved.
就是主耶稣为我们这样的罪人流血舍命在十字架上的那个爱。
And that is the love that Lord shed blood, broke his body on the cross for us.
不只是那个。
Not only that.
这起初的爱也更是说到那个上好的爱。
This first love also talking about the perfect love.
那个完全专一的爱。
The perfect and only love.
这里讲到这个起初啊，它希腊原文的字和我们刚刚所讲到主说它是首先的那个字是同一个字。
This first love has the same meaning in Greek, means the first.
弟兄姐妹，这起初的爱就是在我们身上为主所做的那个见证。
This first love is the testimony that we had for the Lord.
我们应该还记得当主的爱初次临到我们的时候。
We still remember when we first be touched by the Lord's love.
我们向着主的那个心那个爱呢是那样的完全。
Our heart, our love to the Lord is so pure.
是那样的专一。
It's so specific.
是那样的单纯。
It's so pure.
那个时候主无论向我们对我们有什么要求我们都那么愿意答应。
We were willing to answer his whatever request.
那时候无论我们是读经、祷告、参加聚会、传福音、做见证， 都是那样的自然。
No matter reading Bible, no, come to the gathering to share gospel, we just did it naturally and willingly.
不是因为好像基督徒的责任要那么做。
We did it not because we think it's our responsibility.
也不是因为聚会中那个大弟兄大姐妹要求我们说你们应当这么做。
It is not we were required by big brothers and sisters.
那是因着主的爱在我们里面，是那样的激励着我们。
It was because we were compiled by God's love.
我记得好像跟当牧师里面分享过我初蒙恩的时候的那个起初的爱的小小的见证。
I remember I have testified when I was first saved.
就是无论许多时候，无论到哪里。
Many times, no matter where I go.
就忍不住的要向黑头发的人来诉说。主的爱是何等的奇妙。
I couldn't help, I have to share gospel to the people who has black hair.
就连晚上去超市去买尿布。
Even I went to get diaper.
看到有黑头发的人，就想办法要靠近他。
When I see Asians, I want to approach to them.
来告诉他耶稣何等的爱。
And then I wanted to tell them how much Jesus loved me.
甚至都忘记了家里面那个婴孩还等着要换尿布。
I even forgot and my baby was waiting for the diapers.
这一说就说了半个小时。
And then when I talked to them, it will pass, you know, and half an hour will pass.
是那样的自然。
It was so natural.
是那样的喜乐。
It is so joyful.
就是因为起初的爱在我们里头。
That because I have the first love in me.
虽然耽误了时间回家晚了。
Even I was delayed to go home.
就姐妹有一些的埋怨。
My wife had a little bit complained about it.
心里头还是很喜乐的。
But I was joyful.
但姐妹，那是起初的爱在我们里头。所带出来的生活和侍奉。
That was the reality from the first love in my life.
曾几何时，过了一些的年日。
And then after many years,
我们发现不知不觉就离开了这起初的爱。
Without knowing it, we have departed the first love.
我们好像读经也不再是那样有滋味。
And then we don't feel it's so interested to read Bible.
我们好像服事也不是那样的喜乐。
And then we don't find joy when we serve.
我们好像也不是像刚蒙恩的时候，每周就盼着周五主日来参加聚会。
We're not so long for Friday and Sunday's meeting as when we were just saved.
为什么会有这样的情形呢？
Why were we have such condition?
一个很主要的原因就是我们把起初的爱心给离弃了。
There is an important reason, that is we have left the first love.
当我们离弃了这起初的爱心，
When we forsaken the first love,
虽然从外面看我们还有行为，还有劳碌，还有忍耐，
Even outwardly, we still have deeds, have labors, has perseverance.
我们可能自己觉得挺满意的，
Maybe we will satisfy ourselves.
因为我们读经读得比以前多，
Because we read more Bible.
读得比以前更有亮光，
And then we were more enlightened.
我们服事也比从前多，
And then we served the Lord more.
服事好像也有果效，
It seems it has good outcomes.
我们传福音，向人传福音做见证。
And then we share gospel, we testify the Lord.
甚至也带人信主。
And then we even lead people to the Lord.
然而主却不一定满意。
But however, the Lord necessarily to be satisfied.
主说因为你把起初的爱心给离弃了。
And because we have forsaken the first love.
主说你应当回想。
The Lord says, you have to consider.
他说你若不悔改，我就临到你那里。把灯台从原处挪去。
The Lord says, if you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
意思就是说，我们就不再能为主做见证了。
It means we are no longer to testify the Lord.
那主要怎么样来恢复我们呢？
But how the Lord will come to recover us?
主说应当回想你是从哪里坠落的。
The Lord says, you have to consider how far you have fallen.
并要悔改。行起初所行的事。
Repent and do the things you did it at first.
那姐妹，我不知道你们读过这段经文，你们有没有想过到底主在说什么
？And then I wonder, do you when you read this, and do you know how the Lord is thinking about this?
悔改我们知道。
We know the repentance.
行起初所行的事。 到底主要我们做什么呢？
And what the Lord wants us to do to say do things you did at first.
这句话我想了蛮久的。
I meditated for a long time.
难道主是要我们更多的读经吗？
Isn't Lord want us to read Bible more?
更多的祷告，更多的聚会。
To pray more, to come to the gathering more.
更多参加服事。
And to serve more.
更多传福音，带人信主。
And share gospel more.
这些并不是不好。
Those are good deeds.
但是这些是主在这里所说要我们行起初所行的事的意义吗？
But are those things are what the Lord means you have to do things you did at first?
我觉得在这里主乃是要我们一切所行的都是从那个起初的爱所开始。
I think what Lord means here is whatever we do we need to start from the first love.
这些年我深深有一个感觉。
And in these years, I deeply felt.
当我们若是离弃了这起初的爱。
If we forsake the first love.
无论我们为主的名做再多的事情。
No matter how many things we do by the name of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，主不能满意。
And the Lord's heart desire will not the heart would not be satisfied.
我很盼望早晨圣灵能够向弟兄姐妹。把这样的话说在你们心里。
How I hope that the Lord will speak these words to into our hearts.
好叫你们不需要像我一样再走过一些的冤枉路。
And then I hope you will not like me make some mistakes.
就是主要我们一切所行都是从里面那个起初的爱所发出来的。
What the Lord wants is whatever we do, everything we do, it will be start from the first love from.Bottom of our hearts.
记得在路加福音二十一章那里有一位穷寡妇所做的事吗？
Do you remember in Luke chapter
21?
Chapter 21, there is a poor widow. What she did?
就是她奉献了两个小钱，这是一件在人看来是很小的事情。
She offered two very small copper coins, which is a very minor thing in people's eyes.
我想。摆在今天的话就好像两个 quarter
and for today it's just like two quarters
这是他的奉献
that's her offering
可能在当时旁边还有一些财主他们可能奉献五千
maybe at that time maybe those rich men will offer 500
甚至有些人奉献一万
maybe 10,000
哇旁边看见人大家都要哇
And then people will say wow
然后当这个穷寡妇她奉献两个小钱的时候
And then when this poor widow puts in two very small copper coins
虽然可能没有人注意到
Maybe people didn't notice
也不会有人看中她的奉献
And then people will not appreciate
然而主却看中
But the Lord appreciated her
主却宝贵
And the Lord treasured this
因为主知道
Because the Lord know
他所做的是从他里面的那个爱而做出来的。
Because the Lord knew what she did is from the love of from her.
他乃是把他一切养生的，他都献给神。
Because what she put is all she had for living.
有弟兄曾经这么说。
A brother used to say.
主不是看我们给出来的有多少。
The Lord doesn't care what how much we give.
主乃是要看我们留下的有多少。
The Lord cares how much we keep for ourselves.
兄姐妹，我们把我们的时间、我们的精力、我们的金钱，我们奉献给主。
Dear brothers and sisters, we offer our time, our wealth, our energy to the Lord.
我们每天花时间读经也祷告参加聚会参与服事
We spend time to come to the gathering to read Bible and then to participate in services
我们觉得我们把好多给了主
We thought we gave a lot to the Lord
但是我们需要想一想
But we have to think about it
我们为自己留下了多少
How much we kept for ourselves
我们有多少的时间精力是为了自己为了自己的家
How many timesHow much time and how many things we reserve for ourselves and in our house.
早晨愿主来光照我们。
And may the Lord have Lord in that night this morning.
叫我们看见我们来参加聚会 是为了什么？
Let us to see for what purpose we come to the gathering.
我们甚至有每天读经祷告是为了什么？
And then what's the purpose for us to read Bible to pray?
我们参与服事是为了什么？
What's the purpose for us to serve the Lord?
愿主将那起初的爱再恢复在我们里面。
May the Lord recover the first love to us.
叫我们一切所行的都是从这个爱所发出来。
For whatever we do, it will be start from this love.
都是我们甘心乐意。
It is from the willing heart.
这样才能够讨主的喜悦。
In this way, we will please the Lord.
有些时候我们在服事当中，
Sometimes in our services,
我们可能会遭到一些的误会。
Probably we will be misunderstood.
甚至会有弟兄姐妹啊批评我们。
And maybe some brothers and sisters will criticize us.
当我们看见那位玛利亚在主面前所做的。
And then let us to see what Mary did before the Lord.
虽然她的姐姐马大对她有怨言。
Even Martha complained about her.
虽然门徒们在那里责备她说枉费这个香膏。
And then even the disciples complained and she wasted.
然后我们看见玛利亚在主身上所做的是蒙主所称许。
And then the Lord led us to see what Mary did is was very valuable.
因为她是从她里面的爱所发出来。
Because she did for love.
弟兄姐妹，这能够叫主心满意足。
And brothers and sisters, this will satisfy the heart of the Lord.
第二方面。我相信神今天在我们中间也要来恢复聚会里面主同在的实际。
And secondly, I believe that the Lord will recover the reality of His presence at church.
我们也是先看到主他见证他自己。
And then first we see the Lord testified Himself.
他说他是那为阿门的，为诚信真实见证的。
And He said, He is the Amen, the faithful and the true witness.
也就是说主在地上他就是神的阿们。
And then on earth, Lord himself is the Amen of the Lord.
就是主在地上在他所言所行的一切神都说阿们。
In everything he did, everything he said, God will say Amen.
主在地上的时候他是诚信真实为父神做见证。
When he lived on earth, he is the Amen, the faithful and the true witness of God the Father.
就连他的仇敌都必须承认说我们主耶稣在地上他是诚诚实实的做见证。
Even his adversary has to admit that the Lord is the true one.
这边告诉我们主也是在神创造万物之上为元首的。
And here tells about the Lord is the ruler of God's creation.
这是神的旨意。
That's the purpose of God.
他要基督在万有之上居首位。
And he wants Lord be the ruler of God's all creation.
弟兄姐妹，这曾经是教会的见证。
And this was the testimony of the church.
所以这是菲拉铁菲教会为主所做的见证。
That is a testimony from the church at Philadelphia.
然而当我们来到了老底家，
However we come to the church at Laodicea,
我们常说老底家教会的光景乃是从菲拉铁菲教会的光景坠落而显出来。
We say the condition of the church at Laodicea is the fallen condition of Philadelphia.
那老底家教会的问题究竟是什么呢？
What is indeed the problem of the church of Laodicea?
就他们的聚会从外面来看什么都有。
Outwardly, they have everything.
他们保持着一个光荣的传统。
They kept a glorious tradition.
然而在他们中间却没有属灵的实际。
However, there's no reality among them.
他们曾经因着神的祝福、神的恩典，他们领受了许多宝贵的教训。
By the blessing and the grace of God, they received many precious teachings.
他们甚至曾经因着圣灵顺从圣灵的引导，他们也进入他们许多所认识的真理。
They used to enter many truths because of the enlightenment from the Holy Spirit.
然而因着属灵的骄傲。
However, because of the spiritual pride.
因着他们自以为自己什么都有。
Because they thought they have everything.
他们觉得自己比别人都好。
They think they're better than everybody else.
慢慢的他们就变得不冷也不热。
Gradually, they become neither hot nor cold.
弟兄姐妹，这不冷不热的光景是主非常憎恶的。
The Lord hates this lukewarm situation.
在这里，主多次的提到这件事情。
The Lord mentioned this many times.
当他们落在这样一个属灵的骄傲里头。
When they fall into this spiritual pride.
他们看自己挺好的。
They think themselves are pretty good.
却不知道自己在主的眼中是那个贫穷。瞎眼、赤身、可怜、困苦的。
But they didn't realize that they are wretched, poor, and naked and shameful.
在今年夏令会当中，弟兄就提醒我们。
In this summer conference, our brother Graham reminded us.
今天我们真实的属灵光景不是根据我们自己怎么看自己。
Our spiritual reality is not based on what we think.
乃是根据主怎么看我们。
It is based on how the Lord think about us.
今天我们可能在外面，我们仍然有读经、有祷告、有聚会、有服事。
Outwardly, we may still read Bible, we pray, we serve.
但是在我们聚会当中，弟兄姐妹属灵生命是否有因着聚会而有所改变？
But our life, do we have any change because we come to the meetings?
我们一周一周过去。
And then week after week.
一年一年过去。
Year after year.
我们爱主的心是否逐渐有加增呢？
Is our love for the Lord increased?
我们会不会不知不觉当中，我们也落在了老底嘉教会的一个光景里头？
Or without realizing, we fall into the condition like the church at Laodicea.
我们也觉得我们自己什么都有。
We think we have everything.
我们属灵的看见比其他弟兄姐妹多。
We have more spiritual seeing than others.
然而我们的心却变得渐渐的变得不冷也不热。
However, our heart becomes a neither hot nor cold.
主说你要发热心，也要悔改。
The Lord says you have to have zeal, you have to repent.
那我们应当怎么样子悔改来到主的面前呢？
And then how do we repent and come before the Lord?
首先我们要脱离那个自我良好的感觉里头。
First of all, we have to get out of that good feeling of ourselves.
我们必须谦卑地来到主审判的光中。
And we have to humbly come before His judgment.
叫我们能够看见主在主的眼中他所看见我们真实的情形。
We have to see what the Lord sees. That's our true condition.
然后主说你们要向我买。
The Lord says you have to buy from me.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道救恩是神白白赐给我们的。
We know our salvation is a free gift.
这里为什么主说要买呢？
But why the Lord here says you have to buy?
主说向他买的意思就是说我们需要付上一个代价。
It means we have to pay a price.
我们知道买东西就是要付代价，是不是？
We know when you buy things, have to pay a price.
这里主说你要向我买。
The Lord says you have to buy from me.
就是我们要付代价。
That's the price we have to pay.
付什么代价呢？
What's the price?
我觉得最大的代价就是我们的己。
The most price we have to pay is ourselves.
就是我们要舍己。
We have to deny ourselves.
我们才能够从主得着他生命里面那美好的信息。
Then we will receive the good characteristics from the Lord.
无论是买金子、买白衣、买眼药。
No matter we buy the gold, the white clothes, or eye salves.
都是说到关乎我们魂的救恩。
It's talking about the salvation of our souls.
是关乎我们能够被磨成神儿子的形象。
It is about we will be mold into His image.
这都是我们需要舍己付上这个代价来从主那里得着的。
That is what we have to receive from the Lord, and then we have to pay the price.
姐妹，我们领受救恩是神白白的恩典。
When we receive salvation, that's a free gift from God.
但今天我们要为主做见证，我们需要付上代价。
But we have to pay a price when we testify the Lord.
不仅要向主买。
Not only we have to buy from the Lord.
这边最后主还说，你们要听见我的声音来开门。
The Lord also says you have to hear my voice and open the door.
因为主说，看哪，我站在门外叩门。
Because the Lord says, look, I stand at the door and knock.
所以你们这怎么可能呢？
How can it be?
主是教会的主。
The Lord is the Lord of the church.
他怎么会被关在教会的门外，而在那里叩门呢？
How can he was shut outside the door and knock?
我觉得非常可能。
And it's possible.
我们今天看见地上有许多的聚会。
We see there's many meetings on earth.
聚会里面非常的热闹。
And then we have very lively.
有这样的活动，有那样的活动。
We have many activities.
然而非常可能教会的主已经不在他们中间了。
And then possibly, the Lord of the church is not among them.
主说我在门外叩门。
The Lord says, I'm standing outside and knock.
若听见就开门。
The one who hear my knocking, it will open the door.
主说我就要进到你的中间。
The Lord says, I will come in.
就讲到主今天要在我们中间恢复他丰满的同在。
And that means the Lord will recover his abundant presence.
所以姐妹，我们为了主的同在，在我们聚会中感谢主。
We praise the Lord for His presence.
那今天主要把他丰满的同在恢复在我们中间。
But the Lord will recover His abundant presence in us.
当我们聚会中有主丰满的同在的时候
，When we have the abundant presence of the Lord,
我们看见人来到聚会中，在他身上就要有改变。
And then we see when people come in among us, and then that person will change.
弟兄姐妹生命要发生改变。
And then the life of brothers and sisters will change.
就是不信的福音朋友来到主丰满同在当中，他们也要被改变。
And then even those unbelievers, when they come among us, their life will be changed.
我曾经听过一个见证。
I have heard a testimony.
就是有还没有信主的福音朋友来到波饼聚会中间。
And then when the unbelievers come to our communion service.
我们知道我们在波饼聚会当中是没有福音信息的。
We know in our communion service we don't share gospel.
是没有人传讲救恩的。
There's nobody preach gospel.
但是因着在波饼聚会中有主的同在。
Because of the presence of the Lord in our communion service.
就连福音朋友也能够信主。
Even the gospel friends will become a believer.
弟兄姐妹，这是主同在的宝贵。
And that is the precious of the presence of the Lord.
最近在西南区中间有主带了几位姐妹们来到聚会里头。
And then in West Office, the Lord led a couple of sisters come to our gathering.
我们为着他们在聚会当中他们生命被主改变我们感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord that their life has changed.
那我就举其中一个例子。
I will take one as an example.
是我们原本都不认识的。
We didn't know her before.
我们是前几天才知道这一位姐妹。
We just met her a couple of days ago.
她信主年日也不长，大概就三四年左右。
She was saved three or four years ago.
基本上她没有追求，也没有好好的聚会。
Mostly she didn't have a pursuing for the Lord, and then she didn't really go to the gathering.
那我们怎么知道这位姐妹呢
？How did we meet her?
是因为这姐妹正处在一个极大的难处当中。
Because she is in a hardship.
她的先生要跟她离婚。
Her husband wants to divorce her.
他们要争夺三岁女儿的抚养权。
And then they were fighting for the custody of their three-year-old.
他们在下礼拜二。就要法院就要判决。
And next Tuesday, the judge will make decision.
对这个姐妹来说
，For the sister,
她若这个判决若是她输了，她就失去了一切。
If she lose, she will lose everything.
她的家没有了。
She will lose her house.
丈夫没有了。
Family and husband.
孩子没有了。
And daughter.
她本来也没有工作。
And then she didn't have a job.
她也不会开车。
And she doesn't drive.
所以姐妹就陷在一个非常极大的难处愁苦当中。
She is in a big sorrow and affliction.
她邻居呢是一位我们在我们聚会中的一个姐妹。
Her neighbor is one of the sisters in our gathering.
她知道这件事情就带到我们中间，我们就为她祷告，也有姐妹开始关心她。
After the sister know her situation, and then she took her to our church, and then we start care up.
我就简单的跳过来说礼拜五发生的事情。
And then I'll skip all the story, and then now this thing happened last Friday.
所以我们本来姐妹们就建议她，希望礼拜五能够来到聚会当中。
And then the sister suggested her come to the gathering last Friday.
她本来说好的。
And then she agreed.
在聚会前，突然她又决定说她不想来了。
And then before left home, she said she couldn't go.
然后感谢主，借着一位姐妹呢，还是勉强她来参加聚会。
But praise the Lord, and then through a sister, she came to church reluctantly.
就当她就来到礼拜五的聚会里头。
So she came Friday.
聚会当然 很少人，大概就只有屈指可数的弟兄姐妹知道他的情形。
Maybe just a handful of people know her.
所以也没有人呢，针对他的难处呢，好像要来帮助他。
And then nobody try to help her with her specific needs.
那当天晚上聚完会之后
，And then after the meeting，
他搭我们的车回家。
And then she was right in our car.
他在车上就跟我们说了两件事。
And she talked about two things in the car.
他说他得着释放了。
And then she said, she was set free.
他说无论这个官司的判决结果是如何。
She said no matter what the result of from the judge.
他说他知道他女儿是在主的手里。
She knows her daughter is in the hand of the Lord.
他知道他自己的前途和命运也是在主的手里。
She knows her future is in the hand of the Lord.
所以无论判决对他是利或是不利。
No matter is good or bad for her from the the decision.
姐妹告诉我们说，她里面都有安息。
She said she had, she had peace at her heart.
这安息从哪里来的呢
？Where does peace come from？
不是因为我们把道理告诉她来安慰她。
Not because we told her, the teaching and to comfort her.
就是因为在聚会里头，她遇见了主。
It is because she met the Lord in the at the meeting.
她遇见了主，她。里面的情形整个就改变了。
Because she met the Lord, her condition from her heart just changed.
不仅如此。
Not only that.
她告诉我们第二件事。
Second thing she told us.
她就懊悔，她和她先生过去几年没有能够好好的来聚会。
She regretted that she and her husband didn't go to church.
她觉得那是他们家中一切难处一个。很主要的原因。
And she thought that's the main reason they caused all the problems.
姐妹，这不是我们跟她说这个说那个。
We didn't tell her about this.
她为什么里面有这样的开启呢
？And then how can she receive such revelation?
就是因为她在聚会里头遇见了主。
Because she met the Lord at the gathering.
她知道主是她唯一所需要的。
She knows that the Lord is everything that she needs.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等宝贵！
How precious it is！
我们何等盼望主能够把他丰富的同在恢复在我们中间。
How we hope that the Lord will recover His abundant presence among us！
在我们每一次在主同在里面来聚集的时候
，When each time we come into His presence，
我们能够因着遇见了主
，Because we can meet Him，
我们聚完会，我们被改变
，And then we will be changed after the meeting。
弟兄姐妹，这是何等宝贵的事情
！And brother sisters, how precious it is！
这是神在我们中间要恢复耶稣基督见证的那条道路。
And that is the way that the Lord will recover the testimony of Jesus Christ。
我们需要主恢复我们里面那起初的爱。
We need the Lord recover the first love in us。
让我们一切所言所行都是从这起初的爱所发出来。
No matter what we say, no matter what we do, will be start from the love of the Lord。
我们也愿意借着祷告。
We are willing through prayers。
我们愿意一同的来追求。
And then we pursue with the for the Lord together。
叫主常将他丰富的同在赐给我们的聚集。
So that the Lord will give His presence to us very forever.
好叫我们每一次能够因着每一次的聚集。
And for the gathering each time.
每一个弟兄姐妹的生命都被主来改变。
Each brother's sister's life will be changed.
每一个小孩子能够在聚会当中，他们也被主来改变。
Each child will be changed.
就是还不认识主的福音朋友，能够在聚会当中能够被主来改变。
Even though the gospel friends, their life will be changed.
这是今天我们要为主所做的见证。
And that's the testimony for the Lord.
主说他是首先的。
The Lord says, I am the first.
他是末后。
I am the last.
他也是那存活的。
I am the living one.
他曾经死过。
I was dead.
现在又活。
And now I'm alive.
并且活到永永远远。
Forever and ever.
弟兄姐妹，这是早晨圣灵对我们所说的话。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the word the Holy Spirit has spoken to us this morning.
愿凡有耳的都应当听。
For the ones who have ears will listen.
那我们再一起有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主我们赞美你
Lord, we praise you.
主你是荣耀的主
You're the glorious Lord.
主你是那位首先的
You are the first.
主你也是那位末后的
You are the last.
主你也是我们一切的供应
And you are the provision for all our life.
主你也将那复活的大能已经赐给了我
You have already given the resurrection power to us.
今天你告诉我们
You told us this morning.
你们是我的见证
And then we are your testimony.
主啊愿我们在地上真能够因着你的同在能够成为自己荣耀的见证
May we truly become your testimony because of your presence.
主在叫你在聚会中得着你当得的地位。
You will gain your position at your gathering.
你也能够将你那丰满的同在的实际赐给我们。
Give us the reality of your presence.
主叫我们能够被你来改变。
So that we will be changed by you.
主叫我们能够在你的同在里面被你来制作。
And then you will mold us.In your presence.
主，这是你今天在我们中间主要做的恢复的工作。
That's the recovery you work you have to do at your church.
主，我们愿意把自己和我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹都让在你的手中。
We want to place ourselves and our dear brothers and sisters in your hands.
主，愿你得着你所当得的。
May you receive the glory.
叫你的名在地上成为可赞美。
May your name be praised on earth.
主愿颂赞荣耀都归给你。
Give you all glory and power.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.